many of those schools are failing to build on the success that we've seen for pupils in primary schools. We are particularly concerned about those children that are disadvantaged, as they don't compare very well with their peers or those nationally. Example would be Sandwell. Less than half of the pupils achieve 5 good GCSEs with English and maths, with Walsall similarly poor. We are seeing high proportions of academies here in 3 of these 4 authorities that we have concerns about. The local authority has got responsibility for all the pupils within their authority. So I think Sandwell absolutely should be concerned about the performance and the education those schools are getting. I think what is very important that the local authorities, the Regional Schools Commissioner and us as Ofsted work together closely to improve these schools. For instance, in Sandwell, about the 1/5 of the secondary schools are outstanding. So there are some really great examples there of things that are, you know, working very well, some very strong leaders, some very good teachers, both in those schools and all the schools. We need strong leaders in these schools who are very clear about what they want for their pupils, high aspirations for them, and we want schools to work together to help each other improve. I think it is a time when you start to plan for the following year, and many of the schools start to do that now, certainly will be doing that in September, to actually challenge yourself and think, what can you do differently this next year that's really going to improve the results for these pupils?